الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى، سؤال البربهاري رحمه الله سيد: واعلم أن الخروج عن الطريق على وجهين. Know that leaving the correct path occurs in two ways. واعلم أن الخروج عن الطريق على وجهين. Know that leaving the correct path, deviating from the correct path, occurs in two ways. أما أحدهما, the first, فرجل قد زل عن الطريق وهو لا يريد إلا الخير فلا يقتدى بزلله فإنه هالك. So he said, know that leaving the path, the correct path, occurs in two ways. As for the first, that a man strays from the correct path and he intends nothing but good. So he is not to be followed in his error, since it leads to destruction. ورجل عاند الحق وخالف من كان قبله من المتقين. The second, a man who stubbornly or deliberately opposes the truth, and he opposes those who came before him from the righteous. فهو ضال مضل شيطان مريد في هذه الأمة. And this type of person is astray, leading others astray, a rebellious devil in this ummah. حقيق على من عرفه أن يحذر الناس منه ويبين لهم قصته لئلا يقع في بدعته أحد فيهلك. It is a duty of those who know of him. It is a duty of those who know of this type of person to warn the people against him and clarify his condition to them, so that no one falls into his innovation and is destroyed. Allah protect us from that.
Ameen.
So Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْخُرُوجَ عَنِ الطَّرِيقَ عَلَى وَجْهَيْنِ. Know that leaving the correct path occurs in two ways. The first, أَحَدُهُمَا أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَرَجُلٌ قَدْ زَلَّ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ وَهُوَ لَا يُرِيدْ إِلَّا الْخَيْرِ فَلَا يُقْتَدَى بِزَلَلِهِ فِنُّ هَالِكِ. That a man strays from the correct path and he intends nothing but good, so he's not to be followed in those errors, since it leads to destruction. الشيخ ربيعي said, حفظه الله تعالى, أقول هذا الرجل الذي حاله لا يخلو أن يكون من أهل السنة. He said, I say, this man who fits this description, either he is from أهل السنة ومريدي الحق, and he is from those who desire the truth, ثم اجتهد ليصل إلى الحق. And he tries his utmost, he tries his best to arrive at the truth. لكنه لم يصل إلى الحق ما اجتهادي وبذل وسعه بل أخطأ. But he does not attain the truth, even though he endeavored to achieve it, and he done his utmost to reach it. Yet he was mistaken, and he was in error. فهذا يعفو الله عنه بفضله وكرمه. This type of person, Allah Azza wa Jal will pardon him out of his grace and generosity. And this is similar to what we had taken in a previous class. وَقَدْ عَلَّمَ اللَّهُ عِبَادُهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنْ يَقُولُوا. As Allah Azza wa Jal taught his believing servants to say, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. O our Lord, do not take us to account if we forget or we make a mistake. فقال الله, and Allah the Most High, He said, قد فعلت, I have done so. كما في الحديث الصحيح, as comes in the authentic hadith, and then the Shaykh, he goes on to emphasize this point, and alhamdulillah, we mentioned this in a previous lesson. So he said, وَأَمَّا خَطَأُ فَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِكَرَمِهِ. As for the mistake that this type of individual makes, then Allah Azza wa Jal, out of his generosity, يعفو عنه, will pardon him. ومع ذلك لا يقتدى به في خطئه. ومع ذلك لا يقتدى به في خطئه. بل يبين للناس أنه قد أخطأ ما لاعتذار له. But along with all of this, along with the fact, remember the hadith that we mentioned in the previous dars, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا حَكَمَ الْحَاكِمِ فَاجْتَهَدَ ثُمَّ أَصَابَ فَلَهُ أَجْرَانِ. If the judge, he makes a ruling and he endeavors to arrive at the truth, he tried his best to arrive at the truth and he is correct, he will have two rewards. وَإِذَا حَكَمَ فَاجْتَهَدَ ثُمَّ أَخْطَأَ. If he made a judgment and he endeavored to arrive at the truth but he was mistaken, then he will have one reward, and that one reward is due to him trying his best to arrive at the truth. As for his mistake, then Allah Azza wa Jal will pardon him. However, look, but even along with that, he's not to be followed in his mistake. So you can't use the mistake of a scholar to say, well, he said it. And this is a methodology that is appearing in this time. A person makes a mistake, and instead of saying, Ana akhtatu, I made a mistake, atubu ila Allah Azza wa Jal, I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hadha khata'un minni, that's a mistake from me, هذا سوء التعبير, that's an evil way to make that statement or to describe that, or إلى آخره. They look in the books of the ulama to whom made the similar statement and they say, well, قد قاله فلان, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said that. هذا مسلك باطل. That approach to knowledge is false and it is rejected. And that is what Abul Hasan al-Ma'ribi he done when he said about the companions. That the companions, he said about the Sahaba, he said that they were Guthaiya, that they're like the froth or the scum of the water. Wal-iyadu billah. Is that befitting to say about the companions? That the companions, they're like the scum? It's not befitting, right? So when the error was brought to him, instead of saying, Astaghfirullah, I seek Allah Azza wa Jalla his pardon and his forgiveness, that was an error. It's la yuqbal, it's not to be accepted. Ila akhirihi. And instead of thanking those who brought it to his attention, the beginning of the affair, he tried to defend it. Go to some of the books of the ulama, see if they made any similar statements and so on and so forth. That's a mistake. مَعَ ذَلِكْ لَا يُقْتَدَ بِهِ. This mistake of the scholar is not to be followed, not to be imitated in that. And the mistake is to be clarified to the people that he made a mistake. أَنْهُ قَدْ أَخْطَأَ. Whilst you make an excuse for him. And I'll give an example. Al-Sheikh ibn Baz, rahimahullah. Al-Allama, Al-Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz. With Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, Al-Asqalani, rahimahullah. Who is the scholar of hadith? Al-Hafidh, khadam al-sunnah, khidma azeema. Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, alhamdulillah, he served the sunnah with a great service. In terms of, alhamdulillah, explaining Al-Bukhari, in terms of gathering the biographies of the ruwat, the narrators, and so on and so forth. He serviced the sunnah, alhamdulillah, with a great service. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him for that. However, in certain areas of aqidah, he made a mistake. Did a Sheikh ibn Baz say, oh, he's a great scholar of Islam. He has Fath al-Bari, explained Bukhari. Khalas, we can't say anything about him. No. A Sheikh ibn Baz, he started, he has ta'liqat, commentary upon Fath al-Bari, where he highlights the aqidah mistakes of Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. Highlighting the errors of Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar in certain issues of aqidah out of nusr, advice, sincerity of purpose to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and advice to the Muslims. There's nothing wrong with that. So understand that point, brothers and sisters. The mistake of the scholar is not to be followed, no matter who that scholar is. فَلَا يُقْتَدَى فِي خَطَئِهِ. As for أَمَ الرَّجُلُ الْآخَرُ, as for the second type of individual. But before we get there, I just want to highlight from the book Al-Fawaid Al-Aqadiyya Wal-Manhajiyya, from that are derived from Sharh Sunnah of Al-Imam Al-Barbahari Rahimahullah. What are some of the reasons for people to go astray? What are some of the reasons that lead people to go astray? Al-Barbahari, he said, Rahimahullah, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْخُرُوجَ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ عَلَى وَجْهَيْنِ. Know that leaving the correct path, it occurs in two ways. So Al-Khuruj عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ, leaving the correct path, shaheed. What are some of the reasons? بَيَانُ سَبَبِ الْإِنْحِرَافِ حَيْثُ يُرُجَ ذَلِكْ إِلَى السَّبَبِينَ. Going astray or deviating from the truth can return back to one of two reasons. The first is jahl, ignorance. The first is al-jahl, بيان سبب الانحراف حيث يرجع ذلك إلى سببين. Going astray, the reasons for going astray come return back to two things. One of two things. The first, الجهل, ignorance. The first, الجهل, ignorance. In الفاتحة, every rak'ah in our prayers, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to protect us from the path of the juhal. الذين يعبدون الله على جهل. Those who worship Allah upon ignorance. In Fatiha, the dalil for this, من الأدلة الكثيرة, from the many proofs of that is Al-Fatiha. What we recite in every rak'ah. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. The path of what? Al-ilm wal-amal. Knowledge and action. Not the path of those who you are angry with, nor the path of those who have gone astray. Likewise, the second reason, ittiba al-hawa. Following one's desires. Following one's desires. Following one's desires. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The path of those whom you have blessed. Those who have ilm. And they act upon that knowledge. They don't follow their desires. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Not the path of those whom you are angry with. Those who have knowledge, but they don't implement it. They follow their desires. And not the path of those who go astray. They worship Allah Azza wa Jalla upon ignorance, jahl. Look, in Fatiha, every rak'ah, we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to protect us from the path of those who are ignorant and those who follow their desires. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. Allah, He sent His messenger with al-huda, guidance, and the religion of truth. The ulama, they say, al-huda is knowledge, and the religion of truth is righteous action. Knowledge, righteous action. Not ignorance, and following of desires. And al-jahal ala nawain. We know that ignorance is of two types. What are they? Who can tell me? Musa'ab tfaddal. Ahsan, lakin al-jahal yanqasim ila qismain. Brother next to you, ignorance is of two types. What are they? Faddal, he gave the first. Akhuna al-Gharbi, he gave the first. Al-Jahl al-Murakkab, compounded ignorance. Who can explain to me? Faddal, Na'im. Why is it known as Al-Jahl al-Murakkab? Compounded ignorance. No, the brother next to you. Faddal, Sahibuk. Why is it known as Al-Jahl al-Murakkab? La. Tariq. Ahsant. It's jahl, compounded ignorance, and that is the worst type of ignorance. Huwa yajhal wa yajhal annahu yajhal. He is ignorant, but he's ignorant that he's ignorant. So he has one ignorance because he's ignorant of the issue, but then he's ignorant that he's ignorant. You ask somebody, you say, where is China? And he says to you, China is in America. He's ignorant, right? The answer is ignorance. I don't know how many thousands of miles he's off. But China is not in America. It's not in any of the continents known as America. So he's ignorant of the fact, the truth of the matter. And also he's ignorant that he's ignorant. He doesn't know that he doesn't know the correct answer. In the religion, if you ask somebody, brother, does going to the toilet break your wudu? And he says, no, going to the bathroom, it doesn't break your wudu. He's ignorant. He's ignorant of the truth of the matter, the ruling. And he's ignorant that he's ignorant. So it's known as al-jahl al-murakkab. Ignorance on top of ignorance. Tarkib. That's the word in Arabic, al-murakkab. It's compounded. It's on top of each other. Ignorance on top of ignorance. And that's the worst type of ignorance. If you don't know, there's nothing wrong with saying you don't know. Al-jahl, and that takes us to the second type, al-jahl al-basit, simple ignorance. And everyone has this type of ignorance in certain issues that you just don't know, huh? Which one was this one? Al-jahl al-basit, yes. The second type of ignorance. No, that's the first type of ignorance. This is the second type of ignorance, al-jahl al-basit. simple ignorance or light ignorance.
How you say it?
Al-basit. Ba, sin, ya, ta. Na'am. So this individual is asked the question, where's China? He says, Allah knows best. He's asked, if he doesn't know, does go into the bathroom, even though everyone should know that. Nawaqid al-wudu. Na'am. Go into the bathroom, does it break al-wudu? Na'am. He says, I don't know. He says, I don't know if it breaks wudu. So that's simple ignorance. He admits that he doesn't know. And that's the lesser of the two. And as a sheikh and a sheikh Muqbil always used to say, all of us have knowledge of things and all of us are ignorant of certain things. No one knows everything. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knowledge, there is the all-knowing. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows everything, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. لا أدري. I don't know نصف العلم. It's half of knowledge. That shows the aql of a person. When a man says, I don't know, Allahu A'lam, that shows, alhamdulillah, he has sound reasoning. He fears Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Somebody who responds to everything, you know there's something missing up there. As for, so we said, deviating from the truth, the correct path, it goes back to one of two reasons. Following one's desires and ignorance. أَمَّ اتِّبَاعَ الْهَوَى فَلَهُ دَوَافِعْ كَثِيرًا مِنْهَا. Following one's desires has numerous stimuli, causes. Has numerous causes. Following one's desires, there are numerous reasons why people follow their desires. And he lists a few of them. He said, the first, الانتصار للنفس. Trying to seek revenge for your personal gains. A person, ينتصر لنفسه. He wants to seek revenge because of his personal affairs or personal reasons. And that's khatir. Because as comes in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, مَنْ تَقَمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِنَفْسِهِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not seek revenge for his own self. Did not seek revenge. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not seek revenge for the sake of his own self. إِلَّا أَن تُنْتَهَكَ حُرْمَةُ اللَّهِ فَيَنْتَقِمَ لِلَّهِ بِهَا. But only when the laws of Allah Azza wa Jalla were violated, he would take revenge for Allah's sake. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ تَقَمَ لِنَفْسِهِ. He never sought revenge for his own personal reasons, ever. And that's the problem, الانتصار للنفس, trying to seek revenge for personal gain or personal reasons. And many people are like that. I've spoken about it in previous lessons. When people practice shirkiyat or innovations in front of them, they don't say a word. They're silent. When people were working with the Nation of Islam, Siraj and them, they were silent, not a word, and they were lecturing with Siraj. Never said a kalima. When someone said something about them, when Anwar, he said something, there was videos on YouTube in a moment. That's dangerous. Our jealousy, our ghayra should be for the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, more than it is for our own interests. Somebody says something about you, it should be easy for you to let it go. But as it pertains to the deen of Allah, the deen belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Do they have partners who legislated for them from the religion that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave no permission for? Meaning the deen, the religion, it belongs to Allah. So as it pertains to the religion, all we can do is implement the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and stay away from His prohibitions. Nobody can change it. So when someone violates the laws of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we respond to it. We clarify the truth from the falsehood. Somebody says something personal about you, who cares? Who cares? If it's a personal attack. Shaykhuna Shaykh Muqbil used to say, we don't have time to defend our own selves. We don't have time for it. We don't have time to defend our own selves. If the scholars of Islam, they responded to every personal attack, they would waste all of their time. But you see, when it comes to the deen of Allah, their pens, alhamdulillah, swift to write. Wallah alhamd wal minna. The second, hubb al-shuhra. Another reason why people follow their desires is the love to be famous. May Allah protect us from that. The love to be famous. The love to be famous. The student of knowledge, When he seeks knowledge, and we keep mentioning this, it's important we do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not for anyone to say that so-and-so is an alim, so-and-so is kedha. We seek knowledge so that our worship of Allah Azza wa Jal is correct. We worship Allah Azza wa Jal the way that He has commanded us to worship Him. That we establish our religion upon ilm, so that we can be from those people that worship Allah Azza wa Jal upon knowledge. We do not seek knowledge to debate with the scholars. We do not seek knowledge for people to say that, oh, he has knowledge. هذا خطر عظيم. And look, Ubaydullah ibn al-Hassan, he said, remember this statement, he said, لِأَنْ أَكُونَ ظَنَبًا فِي الْحَقِّ. He said, for me to be a tail and be upon the truth, أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ. It is more beloved to me من أن أكون رأساً في الباطل. For me to be a tail among the people of the truth, and I'm on the truth, is more beloved to me than being a leader or a head amongst the people of falsehood. Subhanallah. The person of the sunnah, he would love to be a tail upon the truth, meaning he's just a regular person, rather than be a head and a leader among the people of falsehood. That is the person of sunnah, the one who doesn't follow his desires. Likewise, حب الرياسة, another reason for people to follow their desires, loving position, loving riyasa, loving position, wanting leadership. May Allah protect us from it. Naam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith of Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu an, collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, and Shaykh al-Albani declared it to be sahih. Ma dhi'iban jai'an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, two hungry wolves, أُرْسِلَ فِي غَنَمٍ, that are let loose amongst a flock of sheep. بِأَفْسَدَ لَهَا, two hungry wolves that are let loose among a flock of sheep are not more harmful مِنْ حِرْسِ الْمَرْءِ than a person desiring عَلَى الْمَالِ وَالشَّرَفِ, a person desiring wealth and position, or wealth and status. Look, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it. وَهُوَ الصَّادِقِ الْمَصْدُوقِ مَا ذِئِبَانْ جَائِعَانْ أُرْسِلَ فِي غَنَمٍ بِأَفْسَدَ لَهَا مِنْ حِرْسِ الْمَرْءِ عَلَى الْمَالِ وَالشَّرَفِ لِدِينِهِ. Two hungry wolves let loose among a flock of sheep and not more harmful than a person craving for wealth and status is to his religion. When people crave for wealth and status, it creates chaos. And that could lead to a person deviating from the haqq. Because his eyes is what? On position. What can I do to get to that position? Even if it involves in wal-iyadu billah, departing from the book and the sunnah. Likewise, and it's similar, at-ta'alum, feigning knowledge, pretending to have ilm, carrying a book. If you carry a book, naam, and you can't even read it, you carry the book and you're pretending to people, I can read it. But you can't read the book. Why not start with the book that teaches you how to read it? Feigning that you know, feigning ilm. That is a reason to go astray. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about the time when the people, they would take the ignorant individuals as their leaders. اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا. They will be asked, those ignorant individuals, they will be asked questions, they will give fatawa, they will go astray and they will lead others astray. Like the internet scholars, the Facebook scholars, never sat in a dars in their life, but they're quick to answer all types of questions about the deen. The Instagram scholars, la kathrahum Allah. At-ta'alum, and listen to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this applies to them. Al-mutashabbi' bima lam yu'qa kalabisi thawbay zur. That the one who pretends to possess something that he hasn't been given, he's like one who wears two garments of falsehood. When you pretend that you have something that you haven't been given, you're like, it's like wearing two garments of falsehood. And that hadith is muttafaqan alayh in al-Bukhari and Muslim. حب المال, the love of money, just you're doing everything for money. It's all about money. Instead of you just, alhamdulillah, having a trade, or you have an education, or for example, something, alhamdulillah, liyadul ulya khayrun min liyadis sufla, the upper hand is better than the lower hand, To you, everything is about money. So, your positions are dictated by money. Who you're with is dictated by money. May Allah protect us from that. And look what Allah Azza wa Jalla said about this type of mentality. الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Those who just desire the life of this world. They're not judging things based upon Quran, Sunnah, with understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah. Allah Azza wa Jalla said about Qarun, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. Qarun, he came out to the people with all of his jewelry. With all of his jewelry. And remember, Qarun, he had mass fortunes. Ridiculous amount of money. So he came in front of the people and he had all of his jewelry on. قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا. Those people, they wanted the life of this world. They were only worried about this world. What did they say? They said, يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم. If only we had what Qarun had. He has a great fortune. He's so rich. Wallahi, that attitude of theirs, it nearly destroyed them. Subhanallah al-Azim. Qarun was destroyed. And it nearly destroyed them. So the people that just want the dunya, they're not looking at haqq, truth or falsehood. They're just looking at money. Where can I get the most money from? So they're willing, يَبِيعُ الدِّينَ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. They sell their religion for some worldly possession. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So there's some of the reasons. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from them. For people to go astray. For people to go astray. What were they again? Who can tell me? Bilal, give me the first. What's the two foundational reasons for people to go astray? Following desires is one. The brother next to you. Naam. The first. Tafadhal.
Trying to seek revenge for yourself.
No, but what's the first? The two reasons.
Jahl.
Naam. Ignorance. Ahsan. The first, ignorance. Following one's desires. Ignorance is of two types. Ihsan, the first. Al-Murakkab, compounded ignorance. The second, Nasir. Nafis. Naam, al-Basit. Simple ignorance. Naam. Following one's desires. It has various stimuli, various causes. Jibreel, from the reasons why people follow their desires. Revenge, that's one. Abdul Malik, tfaddal. Allah al-Musta'an. Where's Mustafa?
A love to be famous.
Naam, a love to be famous. Faddal. At-ta'alum, pretending to have knowledge, feigning knowledge.
Loving position.
Loving position. What else? Loving money. Just worrying about money. Naam. Huh? Eh, naam. As for the second person, so Al-Barbahari said, and with regards to the first person, Ikhwan, let me just mention a nice point of Al-Shaykh Al-Fawzan. So Al-Barbahari said again, وَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْخُرُوجَ عَنِ الطَّرِيقَ عَلَى وَجْهَيْنِ. Know that leaving the correct path, it occurs in two ways. أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَرَجُلْ قَدْ زَلَّ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. That a man is strays from the correct path and he intends nothing but good. وَهُوَ لَا يُرِيدْ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ فَلَا يُقْتَدَ بِزَلَلِهِ فَإِنُّ هَالِكِ. He should not be followed in his errors, because this verily this leads to destruction. He said, وَهُوَ إِنْ إِسْتَمَرَّ عَلَى خَطَئِهِ فَسَيَؤُولُ إِلَى الْهَلَاكِ لِأَنَّ مَنْ تَرَكَ الطَّرِيقَ الصَّحِيحَ فِي سَفَرِهِ وَأَخَذَ الطَّرِيقَ مَضِيعَةٍ هَلَكَ. So he said, the Shaykh, if this individual, the first man, if he continues upon his error, if he persists, so somebody clarifies to him, this is a mistake. If he continues on that path, it's going to lead to his destruction. So is that clear to everyone? Naam. If he continues on that path, then it's going to lead to his destruction. وَهُوَ إِنْ إِسْتَمَرَّ عَلَى خَطَئِهِ فَسَيَأُولُ إِلَى الْهَلَاكِ. If this individual, he persists on his error, after it's been explained to him, then it will lead to his destruction. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from that. That point was from Sheikh Al-Fawzan. The second person, وَرَجُلْ عَانَدَ الْحَقِّ, a man who deliberately opposes the truth. وَخَالَفَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, and he opposes those who came before him from the righteous. فَوَضَّالٌ مُضِلٌ, he's astray leading others astray. شَيْطَانٌ مَرِيد فِي هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ, he's a devil. He's a rebellious devil in this ummah. حَقِيقٌ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفُ وَنْ يُحَذِّرَ النَّاسِ مِنْهُ, It is the duty upon those who know his state to warn the people against him. وَيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ قِسَّتُهُ And to explain to them his condition. لِأَلَّا يَقَعَ فِي بِدْعَةِ أَحَدْ فَيَهْلِكْ So that no one falls into his innovation and is destroyed. Look at that point, Ikhwan. Understand that. Inshallah, we're going to explain it. The brother asked, which is a good question, that what about, it's a hadith, that Allah Azza wa Jalla will not accept the repentance of the innovator until he leaves his innovation. The ulama, they explained that. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and others. The person of bid'ah, the person of innovation, does he believe that he's on truth or upon falsehood? Truth. When you go to him, is he going to try and justify it or he's going to accept immediately what you say? Many times he's going to try and justify it. He believes that this bid'ah...
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
The Mubtadi', he believes that he's on the truth. He believes that he's upon the truth. So it is rare for someone like that to come back to the truth. Is that clear? Na'am. However, if he repents, if the innovator repents, Tawba Sahiha, with a correct repentance, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَبَيَّنُوا Those who repent, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا They rectify the situation and they clarify the error. Allah Azza wa Jalla will accept their repentance. So the second type of individual, a man who deliberately opposes the truth. And he opposes those who came before him from the righteous. Okay, you have an individual. He deliberately opposes the truth. He's stubborn. He opposes the righteous who came before him. He opposes the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, the Salaf al-Salih. The Shaykh said, فَهُوَ ظَالٌ مُضِلٌ He is astray, leading others astray. شَيْطَانٌ مَرِيٌ فِي هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ He is a devil. He is a rebellious devil in this ummah. Okay, how should we respond to that type of person that we know is upon falsehood? He said, حَقِيقٌ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفَهُ It is a duty upon the one who knows his state and يُحَذِّرَ النَّاسِ مِنْهُ That he warns the people against him. وَيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ قِسَّتَهُ And he explains his condition to the people so that the people do not fall into his innovation. So this type of person, أَمَّا الرَّجُلُ الْآخَرُ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ الْحَقِّ The man who knows the truth, فَيُخَالِفُهُ And he deliberately opposes it. وَيُسِرُّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ And he persists upon falsehood. وَيُعَانِدُ And he's stubborn. فَلَا يَرْجِعُ عَنْ بَاطِلِهِ He doesn't return from his falsehood. فَهَذَا كَمَا قَالَ الْمُؤَلِّفُ It is as the author stated, Al-Imam Al-Barbahari, Abu Muhammad Al-Hasan ibn Ali, ظالم مضل شيطان مريض في هذه الأمة. That person is astray, leading others astray. He is a rebellious devil in this ummah. Why? Because he follows his desires. And as we mentioned in the previous class, وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِنَ اللَّهِ. Who is more astray than the one who follows his desires upon other than guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلِأَنُّهُ خَالَفَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And because he's opposed the path of the companions, the path of the believers, and Allah, he said, whoever opposes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after guidance has been made clear to him and follows a path other than the path of the believers, we shall land him in hell on the path that he has chosen. What an evil abode. So Shaykh Rabbi, he finished, he said this point, he said, وَيَجِبْ أَنْ يُحَذَّرَ النَّاسِ مِنْهُ وَيَجِبْ أَنْ يُحَذَّرَ النَّاسِ مِنْهُ وَمِنْ ضَلَالَتِهِ خَشْيَةَ أَنْ يَقَعُوا أَوْ بَعْضُهُمْ فِي ضَلَالَتِهِ. It is obligatory to warn the people from him and his misguidance. Na'am, it is obligatory to warn the people from this type of person and from his misguidance out of fear that they will fall into misguidance. وَهَذَا مِنَ النُّصْحِ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ. And this is out of advice to Al-Islam and the Muslims. وَمِنْ إِبْعَادِهِمْ عَنْ غِشِّ الْغَشَّاشِينَ. And attempting to distance the Muslims from the deceit of the fraudsters and the deceitful individuals, and also distancing oneself from concealing the truth. وَخُرُوجْ مِنْ كِتْمَانِ الْحَقِّ. And also you don't want to be from those people that mother you conceal the haqq. So that was the commentary of Al-Sheikh Rabi'. As for Al-Sheikh Al-Fawzan, then also he mentions some beneficial points, inshallah, and I'll just highlight some of them. وَإِلَّا شَرْحُ وَالْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ. Again, his commentary is longer than what we're going to mention. He said, فَأَيُّ شَخْصٍ يَأْتِينَ. Any person that comes to us, وَيُرِيدُ مِنَّا أَن نَخْرُجَ عَنْ هَذَا الصِّرَاطِ. And they want from us to depart from the straight path, the path about which Allah Azza wa Jalla said, سبحانه وتعالى, وَأَنَّ هَذَا الصِّرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. That this is my path, follow it. He said, anyone who comes to us and they want from us to deviate from this path, the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, فَإِنَّنَا أَوَّلًا. He said, then verily, firstly, نَرْفُضُ قَوْلَهُ. We reject his statement. If somebody comes to us and they want us to depart from this straight path, he said, أَوَّلًا نَرْفُضُ قَوْلَهُ. We reject his statement. We reject his statement. نَرْفُضُ قَوْلَهُ. وَثَانِيًا, secondly, نُبَيِّنُ وَنُحَذِّرَ النَّاسِ مِنْهُ. We clarify and we warn the people against him. لَا يَسَعُنَا السُّكُوتْ عَنْ. It is not allowed for us to be silent concerning him. لِأَنَّنَا إِذَا سَكَتْنَا. If we remain silent, عَنْهُ اِغْتَرَّ بِهِ النَّاسِ. The people will be deceived by him. لَا سِيَمَا إِذَا كَانَ صَاحِبَ فَصَاحَةٍ وَلِسَانٍ وَقَلَمٍ وَثَقَافَةٍ. Especially if the person is eloquent and has an eloquent tongue and he's able to write, or is educated, فَإِنَّ النَّاسِ يَغْتَرُّونَ بِهِ. For verily the people, they will be fooled by him. وَيَقُولُونَ. And they will say, هَذَا مُؤَهَلْ. This person is qualified. هَذَا مِنَ الْمُفَكِّرِينَ كَمَا هُوَ الْحَاصِلَ الْآنِ. Then the Shaykh, he goes on to say, وَهَذَا فِيهِ وُجُوبَ الرَّدْ عَلَى الْمُخَالِفِ. This shows the statement of Al-Barbahari رحمه الله, when Al-Barbahari said, حَقِيقٌ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفَهُ أَنْ يُحَذِّرَ النَّاسَ مِنْهُ. It is a duty upon everyone who knows of the state of this individual to warn the people against him and to clarify his condition to the people so that they do not fall into his innovation. As Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, this shows the obligation of refuting the one who is in error. Na'am, refuting the one who is in error. And again, ikhwan, this is not for revenge. This is not for revenge. وَهَذَا فِيهِ وُجُوبَ الرَّدْ عَلَى الْمُخَالِفِ. This shows the obligation of refuting the one who is in error. عَكْسْ مَا يَقُولُهُ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ. In opposition to those individuals who say, اُتْرُكُ الرُّدُودِ. Don't refute anyone. دَعُ النَّاسِ كُلٌّ لَهُ رَأْيُهُ وَاحْتِرَامُ. Everyone is allowed to have his opinion. But if somebody has their opinion, if their opinion goes against Qur'an, Sunnah, with the understanding of the Sahaba, alhamdulillah, the error can be clarified. It is upon the Muslims to clarify it and to respond to it. Naam, you don't transgress against anyone. Naam, في حدود الكتاب والسنة. نحن, and then the Shaykh, he said at the end, listen to this, because a lot of people, they claim, oh, Shaykh Al-Fawzan, he's our Shaykh, and they quote the Shaykh when it suits them, and they ignore his words when it goes against them. and they try and create confusion. Wallahi, they try and make the sheikh seem like he's mutanaqil, like his speech is contradictory. They try and make the sheikh appear to the people to suit their own desires that the sheikh, his speech is contradictory. Look what he said here. He said, "Nahnu qasadna al-haq." When we refute people or we clarify their errors, he said, our intention is the truth. Ma qasadna an-nujarrih an-nas. He said, we don't want to just talk about the people. We don't want to just criticize the people. Or natakallam fi an-nas, talking about them for no reason. Al-qastu huwa bayan al-haq. He said, the intention is when we refute or when we clarify these errors, is the truth. Our intention is the truth, to clarify the truth. وَهَذِي أَمَانَةٌ حَمَّلَهُ اللَّهُ الْعُلَمَى. This is a responsibility that Allah placed upon the scholars, the ulama, the people of knowledge. If they see an error, that they clarify it. They respond to it. They refute it. Because the one who is silent, he's a shaytan and akhras. He's a silent devil. If you see somebody promoting shirk, and you're just there silent, and you know the haqq, no doubt you're concealing knowledge and you're blameworthy. If you know somebody is upon bid'ah and you remain silent for some gharad min aghradi dunyawiyya, some worldly reason, no doubt that person is blameworthy. So the Shaykh, he said, فَلَا يَجُوزَ السُّكُوتُ عَنْ أَمْثَالِ هَؤُلَىٰ. It is never allowed to remain silent of the likes of these people. The person, the one who was stubborn upon falsehood, the one who was stubborn, he refused to accept advice and recant from his error. لكن مع الأسف لو يأتي عالم يرد على أمثال هؤلاء قالوا هذا متسرع إلى غير ذلك من الوساوس. He said, unfortunately, you find if a scholar was to refute the likes of these people, they would say that scholar is hasty, or he's متشدد, he's harsh, or he's كذا, or he's this, or he's that, and other statements from the whisperings of the shaytan that they mention. فهذا لا يخذل أهل العلم أن يبينوا للناس شر دعاة الضلال لا يخذلهم. And what they accuse the scholars of, it doesn't prevent them from fulfilling this responsibility in clarifying to the people the state of the people of falsehood. Naam. That's an important point. Very important. Remember, الدرريات الخمس, what are the five primary objectives of Islamic law? Who can tell me? Give me one. Subur. No, what's the first? Naam, preservation of the religion. That's the first. What's another one? Faddal. Preservation of intellect. That's another. What else? Preservation of lineage. What else? Abdullah. Abdul Mawla. Preservation of wealth. Hifd al-mal. What's the fifth? Somebody mentioned that. Hifd al-Din. What's the, there's one remaining. It, actually, somebody mentioned it. Naam. Preservation of life. So, these are the primary objectives of Islamic law. The first is Hifd al-Din, preservation of the religion. Preservation of the religion. That the religion, alhamdulillah, it remains in the state that Allah has revealed it. Now there are wasail, mashru'a, there are legislated ways to, for the religion to be preserved. From them is ar-radd 'ala al-mukhalif, refuting the one who is in error. Because if everyone is left to say about the religion what they want to say, إِذَا تَرَكْنَا كُلَّ وَاحِدْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِي الدِّينِ بِمَا شَاءَ, with what he wants, whether he states that which is true or that which is false. If everyone is left to do that, how will the people know that which is sahih, that which is correct from that which is incorrect? How would the people know? They said to Imam Ahmed rahimahullah ta'ala, and Imam Ahmed responded, is إِذَا سَكَتْتُ أَنَا وَسَكَتْتَ أَنْتَ فَمَتَ يَعْرِفَ الْجَاهِلَ الصَّحِيمَ السَّقِيمَ. If I was silent, if you were silent, then when would the ignorant person know that which was authentic from that which is weak? When would they know the difference? So if everyone remains silent about the people of falsehood, if we remain silent about Daesh, the Khawarij, if we remain silent about the Rafi, the Shia, if we remain silent about the Quburiyya, the grave worshippers, when would the ignorant person know that which is correct from that which is falsehood? So this is about preservation of the religion. And that is why some of the Salaf, they used to say, I am better to the innovator than his own mother. I am better to the mubtadi' than his own mother. The one who's refuting him. Why? The mother. Who can explain that? Because that mubtadi', if he innovates into the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and people follow him, man sanna fil islami sunnatan sayya falahu wizruha wa man amila biha ila yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever introduces an evil way, bid'ah, innovation and the likes, an evil practice, and the people, they follow him, he will have the sin of everyone who follows him in that, and there will be no difference between the sin. So every person that follows him in that bid'ah, he's going to wear some of that. May Allah protect us from it. Every person that follows him in that bid'ah, he's going to carry some of the wizard. To the day of judgment, yawm al-qiyamah. So when the person of the sunnah refutes the innovator, then alhamdulillah, there are less people that are going to fall into error and less people that he's going to have to bear the burden of their akhta, their sins or their falsehood. So the person of the sunnah is better to the innovator than his own mother. So in reality, when the person of the sunnah refutes the person of bid'ah, it is better for him, even though he doesn't know it. But again, refutation is upon knowledge. It's upon ilm. مَبْنِيٌ عَلَى الْعِلْمِ. All of these masail are based upon knowledge. People need to gain knowledge, seek knowledge. Once, alhamdulillah, know what ma'roof is, that which is good, so we can enjoin it. Know what evil is, so that we can implement it ourselves and then enjoin it. Know what evil is, so we can stay away from it, and so that we can forbid others from it. But it requires knowledge. Not just talking, running one's mouth. Anyone can do that. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah protect us. And the people of sunnah, they're known. Their shahada, their testimony in these things is acceptable. Why? Because they talk with al-ilm wal-adl, their knowledge and their fear.